Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network coming to you live, the Build Ford Tough Studio. Of course, the Mets with a nice win. Same with the Yankees. You can go back to 6 a.m. with the free Odyssey app, either rewind of the podcast feature, and listen to us talk about Pete Alonso and the meeting and all that good stuff as they are now two games ahead of the Atlanta Braves. And tied with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they do have the tiebreaker over the Diamondbacks. And we'll get some more Mets stuff with Jerry and Yankee stuff with Jerry coming up in a little bit. A couple of things I wanted to bring up to you here, though. First of all, we went and we got the Phil Simms Balance of Nature commercial. As Phil's going to be on it at 8 a.m., brought to you by Balance of Nature.
Phil.
That's the promo code.
Okay.
That's the promo code voice. That's one issue I've got here. The other one is, you know, when he's just, as Al pointed out, it's a lot of talking about himself and not a lot about, like, what Balance of Nature is. Just a lot about Phil's achievements.
Well, somebody obviously had to edit this and put it together. So whoever decided that, whatever agency they're using, they're the ones who put it together, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's Phil's voice, right? I mean, he's got to have quality control himself.
Well, I'm Phil Simms. I'm 68 years old. I played pro football for 15 years, won two championships, which I'm very proud of. And when I found Balance of Nature, it was awesome. And I just saw the commercial on TV, and I go, oh, that's interesting. And I saw it, and I believed the person that was talking on the TV. And I said, let me try it. And that's what started me. I'm gonna say it was a little over 2 years ago. Take it every morning and every afternoon, and it's worked great for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, he does say Balance of Nature in there, and he's saying he's taking something.
Right, but what?
Balance of Nature.
But what is it?
It's a vitamin.
Oh, I didn't know that. He didn't say
fruits,
that.
Fruits and vegetables.
Okay. I would say Balance of Nature is a big part of having a happy life, you know, to me and my wife. As far as taking Balance of Nature, eating right, exercising enough, being social, reading, everything like that. So taking Balance of Nature makes me feel happy.
What?
I hope he takes his Balance of Nature before he comes home with us this morning because I want him to be happy.
Because I know I'm doing something that's really good for me. It's going to help me in many aspects of my life. I do it.
I do it.
You know what?
I think
but he's true, though. It is true that, I mean, he's authentic. There's no question about that. That's the Phil Simms we know. But I just hope he's happy.
I know. Maybe that's like an advertising tactic because I looked up what it was.
So did I. The first time when he was coming on, I was like, what is this?
Yeah. So it definitely is working. But in the commercial, he doesn't say, like, he's like, I'm taking it. I'm like, what is this?
Well, he says Balance of Nature and I'm taking it.
But it could be anything.
You can't say Balance of Nature like 17 times.
No, but it's a what? But it's what is it?
Vitamins.
I mean, it could be gum. It could be a cigarette. It could be a shot. I don't know what it is. I'm taking it. You know, a pill. What is that? I don't know what it was.
But all right, well,
you're telling me now. And I found out when I looked it up, but I guess it worked. I looked it up.
If he's happy, I'm happy.
You're right. And it makes me happy.
Right. And I love that he's happy.
He said being social.
That's why he invited us to his house for a football game, so we could be social together.
You're being social and reading. And
you going to be social, Al, for that day?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You'll be totally socialized.
Do you have the full promo code thing so we can show to Boomer when, you know, go to balanceofnature.com?
All right. Go, I want to hear that part.
Okay.
Fail.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off with your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code
Phil.
Phil.
All right.
Hey, Mr. Sims, could you just say Phil really quick at the end of this so we can put that in?
Phil. He ain't going to be happy. I can just tell you right now, he's not going to be happy.
Why?
He's going to come in firing. I just have a feeling.
But here's why you...
And he's going to be mad at you, not me. I'm not getting in the middle of this.
Hold on. Time out. Let me just say, all we're doing is promoting his product that is sponsoring the segment.
I know that.
And so I'm bringing it up, talking about
Balance of Nature is ready to go to the sperm bank after hearing this.
I mean, come on.
I'm just telling you that, you know, he is going to, because, you know, he's my best friend, so I know how he views these things. He's gonna view it as you taking a shot at him. That's how this whole thing is going to go down.
See,
and he's
going to
come in and he's going to be
that's a
angry
bad perspective.
And he's going to be mean.
What are you talking about? He just told us that Balance of Nature makes him so happy and
that's
social.
I hope that he takes it like right now, so it has that effect on him at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you want to go and get 35% off, I think they said the first order. Just make sure you use the promo code
Phil. Oh, my gosh.
The other thing.
Yeah. You are.
The other thing I wanted to bring up is, do you see who's going to be at the Nassau Coliseum?
Yeah.
The D train
is coming to the Nassau Coliseum, baby.
How's that going to affect traffic in that area?
Oh, it's going to be. They had over 60,000 requests for tickets.
By the way, talking about Donald Trump's going to be at the Nassau Coliseum. So,
yeah, the D train.
Yeah, I know. Just for anybody who didn't, that's why I brought it up.
I know Howard Stern's not going.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's
going to. But a lot of his listeners are going, who he says are stupid.
But think about the influx of people. There's people already there camping out.
This would be a good test for the Sands project.
Oh, right, exactly. Which is the casino that they want to build, and hotel and everything.
Really good test for that.
Yeah. Yeah, we were thinking maybe
it's going to be like an Islanders game over there at the old barn. There's going to be tailgating.
Right.
There's going to be Trump flags all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is, you know, he's on Long Island.
It will be the safest place on Long Island, I can tell you that.
Well, yeah, I would hope so at this point. But, you know, he likes to go to these certain places and bring up local celebrities' names and stuff. You know, people that, you know, support him. So, I don't know if...
What?
I could just kind of hear him. You know who lives in Nassau County? Boomer Esiason.
Yeah.
MVP. Wonderful, wonderful guy.
Yeah.
Raised millions of dollars.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see it. And we could have that forever.
Yeah.
We could play that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Little kids everywhere benefiting from this man. Right? Can't you see that?
It's going to be huge.
Huge.
He has a cat named Vagina.
They're eating the cats.
Oh, boy.
We're not doing that here.
No, we're not.
Long Island in Nassau County.
We're not eating the cats.
Eating the dogs. Eat the cat.
They're eating the dogs.
The dogs.
What is going on?
What are the odds that there's a Boomer Esiason reference tonight at the Nassau Coliseum?
No, not a chance.
I don't know.
Not a chance.
I don't know.
I think there's some chance. Just like there was, you know, some chance that the Giants beat the Browns, but unlikely. I say there's some chance.
There's a really good chance that that game goes under.
Yeah, under, for under. Sure. Yeah. 6-3. Tim is in Seacliff. What's going on, Tim?
Yeah, how you doing, guys? I'm a big fan of the show, and I think this Heimlich maneuver is awesome because I was in my backyard. I live in Seacliff, Nassau County, and we were having a barbecue, and my brother starts choking. And I panicked, like, I don't know what happened. I started screaming for my wife and his wife, and he was calm, and he Heimlich himself on a patio chair, spit the steak up, and he was fine. So this is a great story for everyone to learn the Heimlich.
Yeah, but he Heimlich himself?
He Heimlich himself on one of the outdoor patio chairs, and he spit the steak up. Like I said, yeah. I panicked. I didn't know what to do.
I mean, was he mad at you guys when this ended? Like, that'd be something I'd probably bring up for the rest of my life. I'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah, from the guy.
No, he was calm as anything. Like, this happened to him before in another restaurant, and he was able to get it up. But this time, it was a little more serious. And like I said, I panicked. I didn't know what to do. I was screaming and yelling.
Yeah, what does that kind of look like when somebody Heimlichs themselves? What does it look like?
But like I said, Boomer, he was very calm.
Just ask you, what does it look like?
He pushed himself onto the top of the chair, and he just spit it up. That's what they say you're supposed to do. If you can't Heimlich, get it out when they take you by your chest.
Not with me. I'm hurting.
Not with me. I'm hurting.
It's got to be like this. I'm leaning on the back of my chair with my chest.
And then he pushed his chest onto the chair. Yeah, he pushed his chest into the top.
Thanks, Dave. So he put his chest on top of the chair.
Yeah.
And then he hocked up the steak.
That's right. That's right. Because his family had no idea what to do.
They all started panicking.
Yeah, if he didn't do that, they all would have watched their family member choke to death in front of him in the backyard. I mean, I would probably hold that against him forever. That if I had to Heimlich myself, like, where were you, idiots?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Were you panicking?
We know about the Heimlich.
I mean, for God's sakes, come over here and give me a hand here. Golly. You know? Is this coming from the same person who ran in the other direction when I was choking on a steak? That'd be the stuff that I would hold a grudge forever.
You would hold a grudge forever, I know.
I would definitely hold a grudge. My family, I have to Heimlich myself in front of them.
That's an amazing story, actually. I had never heard that before.
That someone Heimlich themselves?
Have you heard that?
No.
Now, I should know that, that does make sense. You push yourself on the back end of your chair, I guess.
If you're
that'd be pretty violent, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you'd have to. But, I mean, you can reach new heights when you're panicking like that.
And what do you mean you're hurting? What are you talking about?
I had this gout, man. I've been telling you about it.
The gout's on your foot.
Yeah, but knowing you, everything that you throw people around like rag dolls.
I do not.
You would come up and you'd pull me up. You'd do the Heimlich on me. You'd be, spinning me around your head, and then you'd drop me on the ground and be like, ah! I just was just trying to avoid that.
Look, I saw you in action 2 days ago.
Yeah,
it was bad.
So I'm getting
you were
better.
Walking like you were like 92 years old.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Like one step and then 6 inches for the next step.
Someone took a video of me.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Pretty bad.
Somebody took a video of you when you were playing golf?
Yeah, yesterday.
Was that? Oh, yesterday.
Thought I was going to be better. I was worse.
You were worse yesterday.
Yeah, I ended up being worse. Yeah.
Takes a while to clear out that gunk.
Uric acid.
Yep.
Crystals. Yeah, it's... Yeah, I'll show you. Look at this. I finished, though. This is me walking up to the 18th green. Look at that.
Oh, my God. Look at you.
I finished.
Did you guys have to walk yesterday?
No.
Okay.
No. But sometimes, obviously.
Kirk Gibson walking up to the 18th green. I didn't know what he said. Hey, hold on. Dr. Raj, what's happening, Doc?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted, new fan, love the show. The last caller, I'm really happy his brother survived. When you guys do the Heimlich, it shouldn't be the chest. It should be the stomach, like the little area right at the end of your chest, beginning of your stomach.
Yeah, that's where you put your thumb when you give the guy the Heimlich or the person the Heimlich.
Right, right. So like make a fist, put your other hand over the fist, kind of jut out your thumb.
Yep.
And you want that piece to really push into that portion of the top part of the stomach, really bottom part of the chest,
yep.
And you kind of push in and up a little bit, and that kind of helps the stomach reflux the food out.
All right,
don't
perfect.
Put your chair on the Dr. chest. Raj.
Have you ever heard of a family not help a choking member of their family and have a Heimlich like himself?
That's going to be on every single Christmas dinner for the rest of his life.
Yeah, right.
I would bring it up every single time. That's crazy.
But have you ever heard? You've heard of somebody obviously Heimlicking themselves.
I have. But, you know, they didn't put their chest. They just put their stomach, bottom part of the chest, top part of the stomach.
Right, okay.
I don't want any callers to start putting their chest on a chair.
I was saying it was below my chest. Yeah. I had the spot right, but yeah. I guess I was explaining it wrong.
Yeah, well, the caller explained it wrong. He said he put his chest on the chair. Right. So, all right, very good, Dr. Raj. We appreciate that. I mean, I'm glad that Dr. Raj also said that he would do the same thing. Like every Christmas or Thanksgiving at barbecue, I'm like, I'll just have the soup. Thanks. I don't need to be choking and watch you guys watch me choke to death. Remember last time? Because I do. That's what I'm doing every time. Let's go to Nate in Boynton Beach. What's going on, Nate?
Morning, guys. I got an opportunity for the Hot Tua girl to make a resurgence, do a PSA. It'll be spit out that thing.
On. The new 2024 Dr. Heimlich is Haley Welsh, the Hock Tua girl.
I told you I met Dr. Heimlich back in Cincinnati back in the day.
That's right. You did. You did tell me that. Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, actually, he was like a local celebrity. He'd show up at a lot of celebrity events.
Heimlich yourself and spit out that thing.
That's a great makes a lot of sense, right?
It does. Let's go to Alex in Breezy Point. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, Greg. Hey, Boomer.
How you doing?
I'm good. So, I got a buddy home by himself, sitting in his chair, eating a cheeseburger, watching Impractical Jokers. Starts choking, panics, runs to the kitchen counter, and Heimlich's himself on the edge of the kitchen counter, spits up the burger, and to his credit, he finishes the cheeseburger.
I think I probably would, too.
Maybe the idea that he had to go run to the counter and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. By himself. He had no choice.
Well, right. He wasn't surrounded by family and friends like that one guy was. At least that caller called up is like, I panicked. I didn't know what to do. He didn't say I wasn't there. Carl in West Caldwell. What's going on, Carl?
How you doing, guys? I've actually done it to myself as well as having to do it to my daughter and my mother-in-law.
Wow. Some people just have like Heimlich written all over them. I mean, how do you have three of these things happen?
So the first time when I was sitting at home alone, I was eating a piece of steak, and I started choking on the steak. I was working from home, and nobody was around. So here I'm having flashes of having to, run out into the front yard and pray that somebody passed by in a car. And I just kind of slowed my brain down a little bit. I took the corner of the table. I slammed my stomach into the corner of the table and, coughed it back up. That was it. The second time, my daughter was 18 months old, sitting in a room in a restaurant, and she starts choking. I had to take her, and luckily I had EMT training, so I kind of knew how to do this, but I had to flip her over, put her mouth kind of up by my hand, slam her in the back, and she coughed up the chicken nugget she was choking on. And then the third one was my mother-in-law was choking on a piece of pizza and cheese, and she's in a wheelchair, so I had to pick her up out of the wheelchair, and nobody knew what was going on, and I could see like she just couldn't breathe, and I just walked around the table calmly, picked her up, everybody looked and said, what are you doing? And I just picked her up and gave her the shot in the stomach, and she coughed it up.
Wow, man, I tell you, you got some really traumatic choking experiences. That sounded like the Carl, and great job, but it sounded like the cadence of a joke, though, didn't it? Like I Heimlich myself, then I Heimlich my daughter, and then my mother-in-law was Heimliching and here choking, and God rest her soul. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought he was setting us up for a joke. I thought he was setting us up for a mother-in-law joke.
Yeah,
right
I know,
there.
I know.
And he said no. She was in a wheelchair. He pulled her up, boom, popped out the Heimlich. Maybe, you know what? Maybe at the next Boomer and Geo Live, we have someone choke on something, and then we'll see who can Heimlich that thing out of there.
Trying to think who around here. Peter Schwartz.
We'll have Peter Schwartz choke on something?
Yeah.
All right, so now I am I'm picturing this now. Peter Schwartz is choking on something. All of us try to go up and Heimlich, and then you finally get it out, and then there's Hock Tua girl going, spit out that thing, just like that, and then the crowd goes crazy. What do you think? Huh? Well, let's go to Rob in Southampton. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, I got completely get being a kid and choking on food, but I think it's kind of pathetic being a grown man and like not knowing how to chew like a human being. I think that would be my rebuttal to you getting mad at me if I didn't know how to Heimlich you as a grown man. I would say chew your food.
Yeah, I did. You know what's funny, Rob, is I did say to that one caller who was like, yeah, you know, this happened to me or whatever twice, and then my brother, I was like, you guys have teeth? But yeah, I mean, it is, I don't know. How do you, like, I don't know.
If you're eating too fast. I think
too fast, or like
you're swallowing. Yeah, like all of a sudden you're talking, you're laughing, you're not paying attention to what you're doing. I could say, yeah, of course. It happens more than we realize. That's for sure. As we've heard from our callers this morning.
Right. Imagine, though, in that situation, the guy Heimlichs himself, spits out the food, and then you're like, hey, no one knew the Heimlich, and then this guy's like, you don't know how to chew your food. That's how a family fight starts. How about chewing, you loser? Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Choke on this, Boomer.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco in here. Let's get right to him. We spent too much time in the last segment talking about choking and Heimlicking yourself. So let's get to Jerry into sports. What's going on, Jerry?
Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So we'll get right to it. We'll start at Citi Field. That was the early game last night where the Mets beat the Nationals. And one of the youngest Mets coming through in a big way with three hits, including this.
Acuna hits one to deep left field. Baker back. This ball is gone. And Luis Angel Acuna has just hit his first major league home run. His third hit of the game. It increases the Mets' lead to 10-1.
And that was high. I'm Howie Rose.
Start whacking it.
Mets Odyssey Radio. 10-1 would be the final score. We mentioned the three hits for Acuna. Three hits as well for Pete Alonso, who also homered, also had a two-run single, drove in five on the night. Here was Carlos Mendoza. What does he see in the young Acuna?
A kid that looks pretty mature, you know, and you know, it doesn't matter the situation. He's just playing his game, and that's good to see.
Very good to see. He played shortstop, of course, for the injured Francisco Lindor.
That's kind of a weird thing because he was average at best at Syracuse.
Yeah, it doesn't usually translate, though, so you never know.
That's the thing. You never know. Like, maybe he was just bored, or maybe he couldn't wait to get up here, and now all of a sudden he looks like he's an electric player, but who knows?
His brother, man. He said some have said he's better than him, or he projects to be better than him.
Well, let's see. Well,
So you should be so lucky.
Yes, exactly. Well, we'll see. I mean, but right now, a little lightning in a bottle, that's a good thing.
Yep. Here he was through his translator on SNY. Just amazing.
I'm really excited, honestly. I'm really excited. I don't even know what words to say, but I'm just excited. I'm speechless.
And so was Alonso, who, as we mentioned, the three hits, the home run, drove in five. He says, good for us for being in this spot in mid-September.
For us to be in this position, it's a huge testament to every single player's that's here, and the coaching staff and the organization, because like we've had that inner self-belief.
Well, and part of that is because the pitching has been so good. Tyler McGill with another good start last night. 6 innings, 2-hit ball. He gets the win. Jose Quintana, the start tonight. First pitch at 7:10. Mets now with a 2-game lead on the Braves for the third wild card, because Atlanta blew a lead and lost to Cincinnati by the score of 6-5. The Mets are also tied with the Diamondbacks now. Arizona beaten for the second straight night by Colorado. 8-2 was the final there. The late game last night was in Seattle, where the Yankees beat the Mariners. And a milestone for one Juan Soto.
The pitch. Swing and a high drive driven deep into left center field. Moving back Rodriguez. He turns and it's gone. It's a home run. The 200th career home run for Juan Soto.
Juan Soto.
Check off T-Mobile Park. Soto's homered in all 30 of them. And he does it at the ripe age of 25. It's now 6-1 Yankees as he goes yard to left center.
Justin Shackle with the call on the Fan. So a couple of things here. Number one, here's Aaron Judge talking about how amazing he's been. And again, as you heard Justin there, he's 25 for God's sakes, and he's accomplished a lot.
I feel like he just got into this game. But what a career he's having, what a year he's having, and looking forward to more of that, you know, the rest of this year and beyond.
Now, he says and beyond.
And beyond.
You would think, as a Yankee, right? You would think. So here was Soto being asked about, you know, hitting home run in all 30 ballparks. And notice what he says at the end. Talk about a guy that can't wait to get to the end of the season.
It's a great feeling for me. I think, you know, it's so many different ballparks, so many different dimensions. I just want to get all of them checked in, you know. What a best way to go to the free agency with all 30 homers, all 30 ballparks checking my list.
That's a weird thing to say, isn't it? What a way to go into free agency.
40 and 103, man. That's the way to go into free agency.
Yeah. I don't think so, because you know what these guys think 20, about?
What's he
cash.
20,
cash.
26. He's 26.
25, I think.
25, right. So 40, 103, 25. That's the way you go into free agency right there.
Yeah, well, and also how you get to 40 and 105, because Alonso's at, what, 33 and 85, 86?
Right. I still wonder what the overall effect is going to be on Major League Baseball with the regional sports networks basically dying out. You know, there's a lot of money that used to be made through that vehicle, and that vehicle is now pretty much gone, and bankruptcy in some respects, basically not SNY. And yes, thankfully,
but Al, you just gave Al a chubby. Now you're talking boobs.
All right.
Put the headsets on, Mike.
Sorry. Grandmas aren't paying for your product anymore.
That's right, baby. You're right.
He turns 26, by the way, October.
All right, 25th. So 26. Yeah, there you go. So he's going into free agency the way you want to go into free agency. Now, if he has a monster postseason, oof. That's, I don't know. You know, like, the question is, like, he has a monster postseason. Do you think he makes more than $500 million?
Yeah, I think it's a possibility, yeah. For sure. I mean, Ohtani, $700 million. Obviously, we know he's going to do both again at some point. But, yeah, I think over $500 million is a real good possibility.
Yeah, I guess it would have to be, right?
Yeah. Yep.
It's a lot of do-re-mi, man. I just don't see the Yankees paying it, but...
Well, we got an entire offseason to talk about that.
Yankees wound up winning the game 11-2, by the way. Nestor Cortez, the start with first pitch on the Fan tonight at 9:40. The Yankees, we know they're going to be in the playoffs, but they can officially clinch tonight.
How about the Yankees sign Pete Alonso and the Mets sign Juan Soto?
Would not shock me.
That would be like a bargain. Like, you get Pete Alonso as your first baseman / DH.
Oh, by the way, people kill him for his play. He made a couple nice plays again last night.
Nobody's killing him.
Do you know how mad Yankee fans would be if that happened?
Not thrilled. Oh. They would not be thrilled.
Well, you know, you might have to do it.
You know, he'd get killed there. How?
Oh, my God. The Yankee fans would be, not only did you lose Soto, but your consolation prize is this guy known as the Polar Bear, who plays for the Mets, who we've been making fun of for the last 7 years.
What?
Well, yeah. You never know what Pete's going to end up settling for with a contract, and maybe the Yankees are looking for a bargain.
Bargain?
A bargain.
Yankees now lead Baltimore by 4 games atop the AL East. The Orioles got hammered by the Giants by the score of 10-0. To the football, Greg Joseph, the new kicker for the Giants. They signed him yesterday. Tomorrow night, you got the Jets and the Patriots. Week 3 in the NFL. Here's Aaron Rodgers after the win in Tennessee. All good, but he wants to see improvement from himself in the offense.
We got to change a couple things. We got to be a little sharper. Just, you know, we got to start faster. We've been, you know, starting really slow the first 2 weeks. So we got to start faster, put something together in the first 15, and give our defense a chance to play with the league.
Meantime, up in
this
New England.
This would be the time to do it. Now, New England's got a good defense. They're always going to have a good defense. And but you got to put pressure on them right from the get-go, and you got to make Jacoby Brissett throw the football.
Which we see them from afar. They're 1-1. They could have beat Seattle the other day. Could be 2-0.
They're tight. These games have been tight because the way they're playing them.
Right. Not everything's been perfect. And here was Gerard Mayo on WEEI talking about how they need more from the passing game.
We have to be able to push the ball down the field. I'm not talking, you know, 70-yard bombs, but the 20-yard in cuts and plays like that.
Mm-hmm. And here was Brissett was asked, so will you make more attempts like that, like your coach is asking?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the plan, you know. Trying to get more guys involved for sure. Yeah,
that's the plan. Yeah. We shall see. That's tomorrow night.
It's tough watching them because they barely even attempt it. And then when they do, he's inaccurate.
Well, once again, game the Jets can't lose.
Just go win the game.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, win the game. I don't have a lot of time. So next hour, we're going to bring up the whole Bryce Young thing and the varying opinions of him. I'll leave you with the Marshall head coach, Charles Huff, though. They play Ohio State, talking about a head coach that has a sense of humor. He says we go into a very difficult game, as we know, but feels pretty good about his team since they are 1-1 to start.
I feel good about the track we're on. Trust me, I know where we are, but I feel good about the track we're on. And I feel good about the players we have.
Took a pause. And then kind of realize, you know how we could be better, though.
Would love to have some of those guys from Ohio State, too. So if they want to transfer on down, we've got a Tudor's Biscuit NIL, all you can eat. So if any of those guys that run really, really fast at Ohio State like Tudor's Biscuits, I promise you, all you can eat all day. If you transfer here.
This is where we're at now. That would also slow them down
if they ate all those biscuits.
Well,
we don't want to be slowing those guys down.
Maybe, but that's all these guys think about now.
How do I get better players? How do I get faster players?
You saw the new St. John's AD yesterday talk about how it's going to be all about NIL now.
Yeah, they don't even have, really what you need to hire is a general manager. Like, you have the AD, he overlooks, or she overlooks all the sports, that's fine, and deals with the league issues and all that other stuff. But you need to have a general manager that is running these major programs that is giving money out to players.
You need an accountant, is what you need.
Yeah.
And that's all about
biscuits
money.
In the Northeast.
Popeyes.
Yeah, but that's a chain. Like, there's not enough, there's just, like, you can't go.
Oh, we get biscuits. There's plenty of bakeries here in New York.
Not enough of that southern biscuit.
Well, you get a lot of biscuits. You don't realize it. No.
I'm telling you, I'm on the lookout for biscuits, and I don't see enough of them up here.
You're on the lookout for biscuits?
Every menu, like, it's a breakfast diner menu, I'm looking for some sort of biscuit situation.
Let me ask you something. Does that, like, inflame the gout?
Biscuits do not. No. Okay. Mussels and beer are what got me this time.
Shellfish and beer. Right?
Yes, that was the... all right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network coming to you live at the Build Ford Tough Studio.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I reached out on X and said, what would have been better for you, as far as an epic death, Jerry dying in front of his family on the golf course after hitting the ball off the tree and then hitting him in the face, or Jerry dying choking on a piece of steak while his family watched in the backyard, like our other caller called up. Which one would have been better for you? Hold on, I can't hear you.
I still say the golf story.
Okay, that one's still
the golf
better.
Story is amazing.
Yeah, all right. Just making sure.
I mean, there's never not a time where I'm not telling that story to somebody.
Never not a time?
Right.
Yeah,
I feel like there's at least, if I'm on the golf course with somebody that has never heard that story, or maybe they've heard us tell it here, and I always ask, I said, do you ever hear the story about Jerry Recker, the guy we work with at the station who almost killed himself on the golf course? And most people say no. And then I tell them the story, and then the next thing you know, they're all belly laughing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is something else. But, yeah, that's a good observation
and for
there
you and me, and for you and me who have
Mike
played a lot together.
Mike Urin.
All right, so you and I have played a lot of golf together. And how many times have we mentioned that Jerry story when we find ourselves behind a tree?
Well, actually, the guy we were playing with on Monday, said exactly that. He's like, I got a Jerry Recco shot here because he hit it right off the tree.
Exactly.
Right back at him. Yeah. And we didn't even bring it up first. So yeah. But a very, very good observation there. You know,
that ball hit that tree pretty hard. It came right back over our heads.
Yeah. No, it was, yeah. Oof. It was close. It was certainly close. And, you know, I meant to ask Eddie to pull this maybe a little bit later in the show, but your influence on these guys in the warm-up show is showing. You know, your predictions of doom and things like that go on in the world.
Predictions of doom?
Oh, yeah, you're always, you never know what's going to happen here, Biggs. Oh, you know, that whole thing. You know, this guy's coming in here, this guy's coming in here. Like, these things, I don't think you even realize you're doing it half the time. But, you know, Jerry was like, you got to enjoy what's going on with the Mets right now because, like, we're all going to die at some point. Like,
he's sports. Bringing that up again?
He goes, sports are like life. You know, you're always going to lose in the end. So you might as well enjoy it while it's going on. And then he was talking about, like, you know, politically and the craziness. And then Al was jumping in and basically saying, like, you know, the world could end at any moment. So enjoy what the Mets are doing. And I was like, man, this is crazy.
Yeah, but that's who Jerry is. I mean, that's the basis of all things Jerry. It's no. Like, we're going to die. Nobody cares. And then that's it. And that's why I said to him, if he died on the golf course that day, it would have been epic and we would have never forgot him.
Let's go to Matt in Blue Point. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Good, man. What's up?
So I got a question for you guys. It kind of came up to me last year after the Niners lost another Super Bowl. One of my boys is a huge Niners fan. Me and a bunch of my friends are huge Giants fans. You know, Giants have sucked the last 20 years, but we've snuck in two Super Bowls somehow. Niners have been almost dominant for the past 20 years, but have lost three Super Bowls. Which team, if you had a choice, which team would you rather be rooting for?
Over how? All right. At what point? Like today? Or?
What would you have rather had? Would you have rather had the two Super Bowls in 20 years of basically awfulness, or the Niners with you go to three Super Bowls, you lose all three, but you've been pretty good for the last 20 years. What would you rather have had?
The Giants, Matt, and if I were alive for the Joe Montana, Jerry Rice Super Bowl run in the dynasty, I would probably have picked them.
You're forgetting Steve Young is in the mix there,
Steve
too,
Young,
man.
When he beat the Chargers in 1994, yes. So I would have said that if you're telling me I was alive for that, but if you tell me no, I didn't see that, and now I just have the Niners being good but losing Super Bowls and then watch the Giants win too, I would certainly pick the Giants. Because I haven't seen a Super Bowl championship.
I would just say, thinking of overall history and everything, just I haven't really looked back at all of it. But, you know, when I think, you know, the John Brody years, they were pretty good. And then, of course, the Joe Montana years and Steve Young. Even when Jim Harbaugh was there, they were really good. Now Kyle Shanahan, you know, they dipped down. They had like three coaches in 3 years, and they had Jim Tomsula as a coach.
That's right.
So, you know, even they screwed it up. And so now, since Kyle Shanahan has been there and John Lynch has been there, and their ability to draft the right player, sign the right player, kind of move guys around left and right, lose good players and replace them with guys that aren't making nearly as much money, you know, you got to give them a lot of credit. And then to find, you know, Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But then also think about this, and I was thinking about this yesterday. So your guy, Sam Darnold, throws this beautiful ball to Justin Jefferson. I mean, it was gorgeous. He's standing in the end zone, and he throws it 60 yards, you know, just your typical NFL type of bomb that you love to see. I mean, that's great football. And I'm thinking to myself, last year, Sam Darnold sat there and watched Brock Purdy all year long. Like, it's what he, like, went to quarterback school.
I told you this before the season, by the way. I'm going to pull a U on you. I said,
I know you have. I know you did.
Sitting there and working with him and watching that guy play and how he played with Kyle Shanahan is going to be a huge benefit for him.
And it turned out that, you know, and Phil Simms will tell you this, that you know, Kevin O'Connell's a great play caller, great play designer, and he's aggressive.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's in Sam Darnold's ear. Listen, I want you to launch this thing to, you know, Justin Jefferson. He's going to outrun everybody. And this is, we got it set up the way we want it.
Yeah.
And so now, all of a sudden, you have the rebirth of Sam Darnold, albeit only two games. But he looked unbelievable. He threw that ball to Justin Jefferson. Did you see how relaxed he looked?
Yeah, I mean, it's
on the goal line.
It's got to continue. It's obviously early, but and I said if he can't have success here, then he should just retire because it's the perfect situation for him.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court
is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.